So you're saying that it's your impression that a fair number of people are receiving bevacizumab off study in the community?
For recurrent disease, yes.
Do you think that that's a justifiable or defensible strategy? Is it something that you do?
So I think I do use bevacizumab off study in the recurrent setting because, and again, I pick patients very carefully. I choose patients whom I think are going to have a low risk of GI perforation. I carefully counsel them about that risk of GI perforations. And I also will only pick patients whom I think will be checking blood pressures, who are not hypertensive, who have no risks of stroke, etc. So those large, very frightening side effects that can happen with bevacizumab, but of course can happen with any chemotherapy too. I mean, it certainly can happen with weekly paclitaxel too. I try to pick those patients to try to avoid those side effects.
And for patients with stage 3 or 4 disease who aren't eligible for any of the studies, who come to you and say, well, I've researched this, I'd like to get bevacizumab off study, how would you respond to that?
For newly diagnosed, no. I would not give bevacizumab off study.
Getting back to this ascites thing, is it your impression when you see it work that it's an anti-tumor effect or sort of a vascular effect or maybe both?
Well, clearly, I think that there definitely has to be an anti-cancer effect because you do drop away the ascites and usually concomitantly, you'll see some reduction in the areas of solid tumor growth as well. You'll see decrease in peritoneal metastases. You may see some lymph nodes reduce in size. So I see your point. It's hard to know 100%, but I certainly think there's anti-cancer effect.